Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS, 617 now on this Tuesday morning. Let's take a look at leadoff sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
All right, we'll start out with football. It's the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show tonight, hosted by the play-by-play voice, the Chiefs' Mitch Holtis. That's at 6 o'clock tonight over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Chiefs are coming off back-to-back wins and getting ready for Monday Night Football next week, visiting the first-place Jacksonville Jaguars. A lot to talk about tonight on the Chiefs Kingdom Show, 6 o'clock tonight over on KFH. Last night, we had Monday Night Football, Mile High in Denver, Broncos and the Cincinnati Bengals. A big win for Denver, easy, 28-3, as the Broncos have won both their home games so far this season. Starting at offensive left guard for the Broncos, Wichita's Ben Powers went to Cape and Mount Carmel, Butler Community College, played on all 81 snaps. Oh, that's a lot of snaps. All 81 snaps for the Broncos last night on offense as he started his 55th consecutive game in the National Football League. And the Broncos' offensive line with Ben Powers was fantastic last night, paving the way for 186 rushing yards and did not allow a single sack in the entire game. So Ben Powers and the Broncos pick up a win last night out in Denver. Let's switch over to baseball as it's time for the playoffs. Four games today.
Major League Baseball's four three-game wild card series will all be played at the home stadium of the higher-seeded team, starting with the Tigers making a trip to Cleveland to take on the Guardians at 1 p.m. Eastern. At 3 p.m., Wrigley Field hosts the Padres as the Cubs play in their first postseason since 2020, before one of the greatest rivalries in all of sports is renewed. First pitch between the Yankees and the Red Sox is scheduled for 6 Eastern in the Bronx for the sixth postseason matchup between the two storied organizations. And in the nightcap, the defending World Series champion Dodgers welcome the Reds to Los Angeles at 9. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Former Kansas City Royals Gold Glove center fielder Michael A. Taylor is retiring at the age of 34. Played 12 years in the big leagues. Just 2 years with the Royals, but one of those years was a Gold Glove year in center field, in which he led all of Major League Baseball. He led the league in outfield assists in 2021. Playing for the Royals. Michael A. Taylor is calling it a career. Let's go back. Oh, let's one more baseball note. Bruce Bochy is not coming back as manager of the Texas Rangers after a 3-year stint that did include a World Series championship. Bochy is 70 years old. He is the winningest active manager in Major League Baseball with more than 2,200 career wins, which puts him sixth on the all-time list. The five guys ahead of him are all in the Hall of Fame. And, of course, former manager of the Wichita Wranglers, Bruce Bochy, is done as manager in Texas. Go to college football. Oklahoma State has fired its defensive coordinator. Of course, they also fired their head coach not long ago. So Clint Bowen is the new interim defensive coordinator. You know that name. Of course, he's a Kansas native, played at Butler Community College. Then he played defensive back at KU, and then he spent 20 seasons as assistant coach at KU, even at one point becoming the interim head coach after Charlie Weiss was fired. For the longtime Jayhawk, Clint Bowen is now the interim defensive coordinator at Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State now working on its fifth defensive coordinator in the last 5 years. A lot of continuity there, unfortunately. Happy birthday today to former Wichita Wingnuts pitcher James Hoyt. Pitched for the Wingnuts in 2012 and then pitched 6 years in the major leagues. 3 seasons with the Houston Astros. Career record in the major leagues, 4-1.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. For the former Wichita Wingnuts pitcher James Hoyt, it is his birthday. He is 39 today.
Helicopter contract, good news for Spirit AeroSystems. And now the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. The Navy has awarded a 5-year, $10.9 billion contract to Lockheed Martin's Sikorsky Division to manufacture CH-53K helicopters, and that's great news for Wichita Spirit AeroSystems. 11% of the CH-53Ks are manufactured by Spirit, including the composite cockpit and the cabin structure. The Navy wants 99 helicopters over the 5-year life of the deal, which calls for helicopters to be delivered from 2029 to 2034. Of the 267 suppliers that contribute to the CH-53Ks, Spirit's percentage is second most behind a Sikorsky subsidiary. The Wichita-based fast casual chicken chain Chicken Max has closed a second local location in the last 6 months. Signs on the location near Central and Tyler say the restaurant is closed, and that follows the March closure of a location on North Mays Road. A spokesperson tells the Business Journal the Central and Tyler location will reopen sometime in October after some kitchen and signage upgrades, and that the Chicken Max near Central and Edgemore on the east side will also close soon, but it will reopen next year in a new but undisclosed east side location. Chicken Max says the restaurant near Maple and West is going well, and a Sioux Falls, South Dakota location remains open. Chicken Max once had plans for 25 restaurants to open, and open actually two in Texas, but those have closed as well. And a Business Journal study of endowments to U.S. colleges across the country shows that the University of Kansas has the largest endowment inside the Sunflower State. That's $2.4 billion worth, or 51%. Over 10 years in Lawrence, that was the increase. Kansas State is second in Kansas endowments, and third is McPherson College. That's right. The private school up the road on I-135 saw its endowment grow over 10 years from $36.2 million to $962 million. Several massive philanthropic gifts led to the huge uptick at the private four-year school, and the 781 students there have an average endowment per student of $886,000. Wichita State, by the way, is fourth in Kansas endowments. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
And it's brought to you by Mr. Electric, lighting up the path to your success. How do I get on one of those endowment things? That sounds like something Ted and I should get an endowment of some kind.
The Stephen Ted Endowment finished fifth. Apparently, didn't go that low for this report.
We have been unendowed, haven't we?
For many years. Well. But the Stephen Ted Fund. Yeah. Let's get that revved up for Christmas.
Should be good. Today is International Podcast Day. A forced marriage between iPod and broadcasting led to the creation of the word. And while the iPod has long gone extinct, its namesake form of media is here to stay. And a real master of the podcast, of course, is our own Kirk Seminoff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I know at least one he's done that was excellent.
They still talk about that one here around the office, Steve.
I bet they do. Wow, wasn't that one heck of a podcast with Steve and Ted? And can you believe they're unendowed?
Mm. Oh, wait. They actually talk about your wife's cookies you brought in the next week. That's what they actually talk about.
There's your big topic.
It's a matter of priorities. That's all it is. All right. Thank you, sir. We will check with you again next hour, Kirk. Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Seminoff. Last about an hour from now again with Steve and Ted.